to my podcast, World Through a Poem's Eye, in conjunction with my website, marilynonaroll.wordpress.com, where you'll find the poems I talk about and the scripts for these podcasts. I'm thinking today about a poem by Bruce Weigel called The Harp. Here it is. When he was my age, and I was already a boy, my father made a machine in the garage, a wired piece of steel with many small and beautiful welds, ground so smoothly they resembled rows of pearls. He went broke with whatever it was. He held it so carefully in his arms. He carried it foundry to foundry. I think it was his harp. I think it was what he longed to make with his hands for the world. He moved it, finally, from the locked closet to the bedroom, to the garage again, where he hung it on the wall, until I climbed and pulled it down and rubbed it clean and tried to make it work. It moves me to think about the father in this poem, having carefully made this beautiful and useful thing, trying to get someone else to see, to understand what it is, to value it as he does. Then, retreating step by step, moving the treasure to a closet here, a closet there, then a rough nail in the wall. I get it, brother. That painful drawing back, the giving up. It's moving, too, the act of the son, taking it down, cleaning it up, trying to honor the father's vision by trying to value the thing the father tried to offer to the world, his harp. The harp is an ancient instrument, as old as civilization itself. It was used to call to the gods, to offer up praise. The harp accompanied the ancient stories, the stories we told about who we are and how we came to be. This poem made me think about my own father, who terrified me when I was a little child. So volatile was he. I had no idea what might trigger yelling or being spanked. Cause and effect is confusing for a child. Life is confusing. The whole house tiptoed around his anger. He died just as I was reaching adolescence, and we had been estranged from him for some years. I resent him still for how this all shaped me. But when I'm feeling larger in spirit, I try to imagine what he was, his inner self. I try to empathize with what may have been someone who had dreams unrealized, had skills and creativity unfostered. He was an asshole to me, yes, and he likely was also carrying his own burdens, as do we all. He may indeed have had a harp that he wanted to play for the world. This is what Bruce Weigel's poem makes me think about. Even my own worst self, judgy and unfiltered, impatient, disdainful, even that person has a harp she's carrying around, trying to make music for the world, jangled, though it may be, in that moment. As I move through the world overstuffed with people, as I'm daily annoyed with whoever is driving that car speeding up my road, the imperious clerk at the store, the friend's friend I've taken a real dislike to, they probably all have a little thing of beauty they've made and are trying to offer up to the world. They're all holding it out with hope, even as they're also being assholes. Yeah, I'm trying to remember to look for that carefully polished thing they're holding. What is your harp, your song, your wired piece of steel? Bring it out and let's take a look at it. I bet it's a beauty.